I visualize my desire and mentally affirm how I now enjoy its fulfillment. Very interesting. I visualize my desire and mentally affirm how I now enjoy its fulfillment. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. I visualize my desire and mentally affirm how I now enjoy its fulfillment. So, your desire might be, for instance, that you'd like to have a new car. And so you think of a new car, and you think of a new, well, for instance, for Sylvia, she's thinking of a new Windstar. And the new Windstar, it doesn't have to be Windstar. It can be anything else. And if it's something else, then it's a problem, because she's got to be able to visualize it. Now, Sylvia can visualize a Windstar very well, since she has driven one since 1999. And she thinks the Windstar is just a wonderful little vehicle to cruise around in and have fun in. But she doesn't know how much fun the new Hummer would be, or how much fun the new Hyundai would be, or Toyota, or even the new Ford biggie, you know. All these cars have beautiful aspects to them, and so it's kind of hard to know when you want to visualize your desire and mentally affirm how I now enjoy its fulfillment if you've got so many to select from. And so if you do like Ellen does, Ellen says, I have my ideal car. I have a few requirements. My car must be like an expedition, or, you know, like an excursion, big, where I sit up there looking down at the people around me on their little cars, and I am in my very special queenly buggy, you know. And so for her, when she says that she now has her perfect car, would be something that would let her be up high, give her a lot of power, and not burn any gas. Now, those would be kind of neat ideas too, which are possible. And so she puts a windmill on top of her car to keep her battery up when the car is parked, and when she's driving, of course, then the movement of the car charges the battery, but it also drains the battery. So, what is she going to do? What are you going to do? You see, if you can't visualize your desire and mentally affirm how I now enjoy its fulfillment, if you can't visualize it, it's kind of hard to get it. It's kind of hard to get it. You see, I now have my perfect body. Well, what do you mean by perfect body? Are you sick? Is there a health situation you want taken care of? Would you like to put on more muscle or more sinew, or what would you like to do? What sort of thing is important for you in your saying, I now have my new body, you know? You're going to go to the doctor and say, okay, doc, take it. And he chops off your head and sews it on a new body. Woo-wee, you know? And so here you got a 90-year-old head on a 25-year-old body. Cool, you know? And you'd have to do a lot of rethinking with your 90-year-old head about this body of yours, because it's going to be unlimited. And it's as we should always be unlimited. Now, how can you visualize things like that? Okay, so Sylvia comes along. She says, I'm not going to play that game. She says, I'm taking my brain, but I'm leaving my head, old head, behind. Because I don't need that old head. I don't need those old eyes and those old ears and so forth like that. I'm going to be in my ideal body. And this is a body that somebody else didn't want, or that I got somehow. You know, they have bodies for sale, I guess. And you take your choice. And so Sylvia looks at this body and says, oh, that's nice. That's right. Young, dynamic, positive. You say, Herb, you're talking a lot of nonsense. No, not at all. Sylvia, you may speak up when I ask you this question. Where do you go to get your perfect body?
Inside of me. To my mind.
She didn't take a very big long trip, did she?
Yeah.
Right inside your mind. Now, Sylvia, when you go to your mind, do you have a warehouse there, or do you have a closet there where you can pick up different bodies, or what do you do in your mind?
Yeah, I have a visualization available from the unlimitedness of the universal mind.
Well, in other words, the body doesn't necessarily presently exist in your mind, but it exists.
It exists.
And in the allness, it exists. And so you're calling forth out of the storehouse of the allness, out of the closet of the allness, your perfect body. Now, I will ask you this question, and I know the answer already. Can you make a mistake in selecting your body?
I can, yeah. No.
Can you make a mistake in selecting your... No, you can't.
No, because I always choose what I visualize.
You do what you visualize. So, now, what's the big thing you must do?
To have the right visualization.
You must have the right visualization. You must have the unlimited aspect of what it is that you're taking from the store. You can take anything you want. There's no charge, you know. You've already paid your dues. And all you do is select. So now you're going to go and select. Are you going to select a tall body, short body, fat body, thin body? You're going to select a muscular body, a sinewy body? Are you going to a terpsichorean body, you know, like a beautiful dancer or something? Are you going to have a body that is now that's just for talking about body. Now, what about the brain that's in that body? You're not going to be using any old brain. What kind of brain is in that body?
An unlimited brain, which is still open to...
A brain that is absolutely one as...
The universal mind.
The universal mind. Okay, now, so you see, there's no problem, is there? So, now you have a brain that's absolutely one with the universal mind. So, and you have a body that's the measure of what turns you on. You know, whatever you think it'd be nice to have. Now, could you do that?
Yes.
Are you doing that regularly every day?
No.
Yes. Every day you are taking whatever limited idea you have for yourself of a body. Now, what will happen in the now when you make a now selection of your ideal body? Once you make up your mind what your ideal body is, what's going to happen? It'll be nice, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, now, Ingeborg, can you do that too? Can you have this ideal body right now? And how do you do it?
I visualize it.
You visualize it, and then in your visualization, you say it in the now. I visualize my desire and mentally affirm now how I now enjoy its fulfillment. All right? As you are visualizing your ideal body, your new body, what do you see? What kind of body do you see? Do you see a healthy body? Do you see a body that's 1 year old, or 10 years old, or 20 years old, or 30 years old?
No, I stay with 25.
25, that's a good year. Okay, so now I will ask you a question. Why did you choose the age of 25?
Because with 25, I was, I walk.
At 25, you feel you are at your peak of expression, right? Not was. This is the now. You know, it's true you have those relationships from the past and stuff like that, but there were things when you were 25 that you didn't do very well. Now that you're at 2,000,025, you have worked over these things, and you come up with a lot of beautiful improvements, you know. But you still like that that dynamic, youthful 25-year-old body that can get around and jump and spin and do all sorts of good things, you see? It's like the young man we met at the automobile dealer the other day, Alan and I. This young guy,
knowing nine languages, no?
Yeah, he fell in love with this older lady, and older for him. He probably is 25 and she's probably 36 or 38, maybe 40, you know, who knows. But the thing is, he fell in love with her and they married. And did he feel youthful with her? Or did he feel dynamic with himself?
Just with himself.
He felt dynamic with himself, and he did. He said, I love languages. I speak nine languages, you know. And he said, I love this and I love that. Well, the woman's husband had died 7 years ago, and they had a Mustang in their garage, in her garage, that nobody drove. It was never touched from the time he moved on. And so when she married this boy, she gave it to him and said, this is for you. This is your wedding present. And he said, thank you. And then they brought it in and had it checked over at Drew. And the Ford company looked it all over and said, A1, mint condition, you know, 700 miles on it. My goodness sakes, you know. But now, is that a 25-year-old body with a brand new now mind in it and, you know, only 700 miles? I don't know what 7 years ago at the dog's age, you know, that could be 21, you know. But for the car, that's pretty nice. But now, do you think that young man visualized himself driving that car at some point when he was talking to his sweetheart, you know, before they got married, perhaps, you know? Do you think he visualized that he might be driving that beautiful car? I don't think so. I think he took each step as he went along because he was living in the now. Whatever he was driving, he was enjoying. Whatever he was doing, he was enjoying. He wasn't looking toward the future or the past. He just was enjoying. And then, when that car became available to him, they didn't go and drive it a lot. They brought it into the dealer and had it completely, you know, serviced so that it would be ideal. And it was and is. Now, can your 25-year-old body remain 25 years old all of your experience on this earth planet? Just like that car. Now, that car wasn't driven. That car sat and for 7 years. But it can be driven and still look just that way. Do you think they ever changed their attitude about that car? They always thought of that car as being beautiful and what do you call it? Mint condition, you know? And so it was. Now, do you think of your body as a mint condition? Do I think of my world as a mint condition? Do I think of my relationship with everybody in my world in a mint condition? We can, you know. And when we do that, what happens? We're in mint condition. You know what mint condition means?
Yes, top condition.
It had just come out of the mint, fresh, yeah. Freshly struck money. Beautiful. Never touched by human hands. Only the machine. But that's beautiful, isn't it? That's beautiful. Well, now, this is what we can do. I visualize my desire and mentally affirm how I now enjoy its fulfillment. Now, your desire is, for instance, you're 25 years old. And a guy who's 25 years old or a woman who's 25 years old, does she think that she's 25? No, she just is. Now, did you get that? She just is. Now, that's the big difference. To visualize something as wishful thinking is one thing. To visualize something as an is, that just is that way. You know, that's super. See that kid, he's 25. Ask him how old he is. It depends. If he's running around with an older crowd, you'll probably say, well, I'm near 30. And if he's running around with a younger crowd, he'll say, well, I'm just over 20. It all depends. You know, kids, they like to say, I'm 18 and a half, I'm 19. And they like to get the quarter, three-quarter stuff in there. And that's a good way of learning mathematics, you know. But these are the things that we do. Now, here we are. I visualize my desire and mentally affirm how I now enjoy its fulfillment. Now enjoy its fulfillment. So I see this for each of us, that we visualize and affirm the mental attitude that we have and who and what we are. I visualize my desire and mentally affirm how I now enjoy its fulfillment, and it is done. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.
I love you.